views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo of Angels and Answers.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, and we're really happy to be here, and we love doing the show every single week for you.
We miss you. We really do. I look forward every Thursday to hearing from you guys and to doing the show.
It's just schmooze and talk.
And be with Artie. And we have such a great time.
Yeah. We get to talk about all topics and everything. And like as soon as the show is over, about 5 minutes after the show is over, we're ready to do the next show.
It's true. It's true. I love this show.
That's what I used to feel about bowling. Seriously.
Bowling?
I used to be an obsessive bowler. And as soon as we were finished bowling, like maybe a few minutes right afterwards, I just couldn't wait to get back to being on the lanes again. I enjoyed it. I came from a family of bowlers.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun. I really do. Cause I was always a very competitive person growing up.
Yeah.
And I love playing all sports and that's how I felt about it. Yeah. My brothers, my father, myself. Yeah. I used to bowl umpteen times a week.
And oh my gosh.
I should have been better than what I was, but it was a lot of fun. It was very, allows you to be very social with I'm meeting lots of new friends and stuff like that.
You get to wear the shirt with your name on it.
How can you miss that?
Listen, my husband in college, he majored in bowling. And that's
– Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That was one of his electives, bowling. That's the only class he passed.
No.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah.
No. He did. It's the truth. He took an elective bowling.
Did he have bumper guards?
People in the next lane had to wear helmets.
It's funny, some people, when they take the ball and the ball flies out.
Oh, that's me.
Out of their hand, yes. And it goes right behind them.
Yes, that's me. That's me. I'm not a great bowler, but I'm a good artist.
You're a dynamite artist.
Thank you. Thank you. You see the way you love how to bowl?
Yeah.
I could paint a picture. I could stay up all night long. Not even
take a break.
Not even go to the bathroom. And when I see the dawn rising, I said, "Oh my God, I've been painting for all these hours." I can just get so lost in it. I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, I'm that way when it comes to writing. When I get in that meditated zone, and when I was writing a book or writing songs or writing poetry, I just go and go and go and go. And I'm like that also when I listen to music. Sometimes I get on the internet and I start I love watching the best of the X Factor or the best of the Voice or America's Idol Britain's Got Talent. And I love listening to it. And so inspirational.
What is that mean guy who's so handsome? What's his name? I forgot.
Simon.
Simon, right. Simon. Yeah. How could I forget that name?
He's the one who placed the map. The one who laid it out there for all these shows to happen. He created that.
He did.
And the guy, I feel sorry for him. He only makes $95 million a year.
Aww,
that's
all
he makes.
Benefit,
like
honey.
90 or Aww. $95 million a
Poor
year.
Baby.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's a shame.
Yeah. But he's really handsome. He's some catch.
Well, he's not a catch anymore. I'm sure he's got his girlfriend and whatnot. So.
Speaking about a catch, guess who just got married?
Talk to me.
Oh, what the heck is his name? The Ultimate Bachelor. The Ultimate Bachelor. What was his name?
It's not Artie Hoff.
No. You're not
I'm
a
married.
Bachelor.
I'm not a bachelor.
Clooney.
Oh, George Clooney.
George Clooney, the most gorgeous man in the world. He just got married in Italy.
Madonna mia.
Oh, la. And he is so freaking handsome. Oh, my God.
Well, everybody.
That lucky biatch.
No, but we want to know something. There's something about her.
Yeah,
that just,
she's not all that attractive.
No, it's not so much as that she's not that. She's a pretty girl. She's not, you know, the end all. Yeah. But at the same token, there was something about when I saw a picture of them, something didn't appeal to me. And I can't and I can't put my finger on it. Something isn't right behind the scenes. Well, and I wish them all the best.
I wish them all the best, too. But you know what? Usually when you see them, they're wearing undergarments that no one should ever have to wear. I mean, undergarments, like Spanx and things like that. No purse, no woman, and you girls out there know what I'm talking about. No woman should ever have to jump into a pair of Spanx. And no woman that does is ever happy. Trust me, I had my first run-in with a pair of Spanx with the fitting of the dress for my daughter's wedding. I thought I was going to die. First of all, it got stuck on my body. I'm running around my bathroom screaming, help, God, help. it was just stuck. It was stuck. I never thought it would come on or off again. And I got into like this panic mode. Oh no, what do I do now? So I grabbed a bottle of powder and I veal cutleted myself right up with the powder. And I finally was able to, with loads of prayer and muscles from hell, got that thing on my body. It was murder. It was ludicrous. And then I went.
Did you talk in 10 octaves higher?
Oh, I couldn't even breathe. Let's talk. So I'm sitting in my car driving to the fitting, and I'm saying, oh, no, I got to stop at a convenience store and take this thing off. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. All of a sudden, my posture was primo posture, but I couldn't breathe. Then after
your posture was great while wearing it?
Yes. I couldn't move. I was just straight up.
Oh, okay. A mannequin.
Yes, I was a mannequin.
I'll tell you, beauty has a high price. Oh, my God.
Wow. But then after a while, after I was sitting and standing, I think I stretched it out. By the end of the night, I kept it on just to get used to my new friend. Oh, and I'm saying, how am I going to eat at my daughter's wedding?
When you're at your own daughter's wedding, it's going to go by so fast that you won't have time to eat. If you have a little snack here and there, and then I don't even know if you'll even get a chance to sit down and eat.
I know.
If you do, we'll be literally for minutes, and then you're back up to schmoozing and talking and this and that. And hopefully nobody will bother you to talk to their dead relative.
Please, everybody, no.
At your own daughter's wedding.
Yeah, not tomorrow.
That's not going to be taboo. Right now, if anybody wants to call in, where is that number? 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. If you want Sky and myself to give you a free, quick little mini reading over the air, feel free to call in. And we'd be happy to do it.
Absolutely. I'm waiting for you.
Wait, so tell me about this thing. You just started saying before we got on air that you were watching the TV and somebody was drinking a beer and
to me yesterday. I'm sitting in my family room and I'm watching a movie.
Uh-huh.
And the movie was Letters from Juliet. And she's in Italy and she's supposed to be engaged to this very handsome Italian restaurateur. So he's on his merry way doing his thing. She's on her merry way doing his thing. And there's a scene in there where he's sitting down, he's drinking a beer. As I'm watching him drink the beer, I'm tasting the beer. I literally am tasting the beer, and I'm not a beer drinker at all. I'm not in anything. I don't drink alcohol.
See, and that's what alcohol ads want you to do.
Right?
But this was a movie.
I'm tasting a beer, and I don't drink beer. I mean, I've had beer. I know what it tastes like, and I'm literally sitting there tasting it in my mouth. I said, this is new. What do you make out of that?
I don't know. I think you're too empathetic.
You think?
You're way too empathetic to be tasting. You know, either that or you're incredibly thirsty or incredibly hungry.
No.
Because that's
what
commercials are supposed to do.
It wasn't a commercial. It was the show. And I wasn't thirsty for beer. I wasn't thirsty at all. It's just I looked at that beer. I guess I was zoning in.
Was there a sex scene or anything that you're celebrating over?
No. It was just, I was looking at this beer and I was watching him drink it, and all of a sudden I tasted it.
And so when she spit up beer. We know what
that should have been, a hamburger. I would have been drinking.
get some ketchup off of the corners of your mouth.
I almost had to wipe my lips after that beer because I think I spilled a little on my shirt. It actually tasted like I was drinking beer.
You know what? It reminds me of when people, you know, are just driving or they're in a place where there's no way you're going to smell flowers or smell smoke and, you know, people smoking or whatnot, and you're in the car. And a lot of times people experience that, you know, for like out of the blue, no reasons, no way physically possible, should you be smelling any cigars or cigarettes or perfume or anything, and you're in a place where it's so like sterile of any smells,
right?
And you could be in your bathroom, you could be, well, smells, no, that's not a good place. That's pretty bad.
No, Artie, that's where they belong.
No, but in the car or any place,
having a hospital
at all,
you smell cigarette smoke in a hospital, that's a taboo.
That's not good.
I've smelt that.
Really?
And because those are our dead relatives who have smoked, letting us know that they're with us in times of grief.
A lot of times people think that they're going crazy when they start smelling these weird smells, where it's like, how is this possible? And other people who are lucky enough to understand that, you know, when they smell these particular scents, that they know that it's their relative. It could be the smell of their perfume, the smell of their cologne, yada, yada, yada. But before we go to a break, what's your name?
Sky? Sky. My name is Sky.
Sky? Mrs. Siegel, somebody wants a reading with Mrs. Siegel.
Okay.
How should they get a hold of you?
908-500-1474. That's 1474. I just spit on myself.
She spit out the beer she was talking about.
It was gross.
I'll mention my number afterwards. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I were going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky. And just wanted everyone to know that if anybody wants to get a reading from myself, Artie, for a private session or to have a party with Sky and I, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And it could be in person in Woodbridge or over the phone. Makes no difference. And so right now we have a lovely person all the way from New Jersey. We have a Debbie.
Hi,
hey,
Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, what's cooking?
Hi, Artie.
Hi, Sky. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
We're great.
We're having a good time. We're doing our show. We always have a good time.
I love doing the show. And I love when you guys call in. What can we do for you today, sweetheart?
I just was wondering if I can just get the reading and all, if anybody was coming through or if you see anything.
Hold on a second. Is there like a separation with you and somebody? I'm not talking spiritually. I'm saying, because what I'm getting is that you're going through a lot of challenges right now. And what I'm getting is, you know, with you and whether it be this a relative or a friend, and you've been at odds end with each other. And I'm getting that the two of you are going to end up coming back together.
Okay.
Well, I'm also feeling a male energy, like in spirit, around you.
Yes.
Would that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Okay. Would that be your husband?
No, it could be my brother.
Yeah, I was just going to say brother. But I feel that, you know why I said husband? I feel as though he was nurturing. Was he an older brother?
Yeah, he was just a couple of years older. That's all.
Yeah, but I feel like he was really a very nurturing factor in your life when you were younger. And even as you got older, I think there was a little bit of a separation there. But he came across as like a husband. Like maybe there was times when he helped you financially or morally, gave you a lot of advice and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, he wants you to know that he is okay. He's safe and he's with you a lot.
What is it with marbles? Did he used to play craps or with the dice or with marbles? What is it with marbles or dice?
I don't know. Maybe my father-in-law is coming through or something.
I'm a brother, actually.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm seeing somebody who's like holding dice or holding marbles and they're throwing them down.
I know he used to like
that. Something. The angels again are showing me that there's like some kind of like situation, like a hard situation. I don't know if you're going through or you're about to go through. And you're at wits' ends with each other. But like I said, I feel like this relationship is going to be coming back together. I don't feel like this is a permanent situation as far as your separation or where you're at wits' end with each other.
That's understandable.
Okay. Your brother wants you to know that he does have an active role in your everyday life, and he's been giving you signs, but he's not sure that you've been catching them. Did you just break something recently, like something like a plate, a glass, a picture frame, something that fell on the floor and broke?
No.
What is it with the black cat? Your brother, I believe, I don't know if this is your father-in-law or brother, but there's somebody with the black cat, and they're showing me the black cat to let you know that they're around you. Do you understand this just yet?
No.
Okay, that's fine, so. Because very shortly you are going to be seeing a black cat, and that's going to be their little hello to you.
And also, something did fall. He's showing me that he knocked something off of something. Something off of a shelf, something off of a counter.
I just want to explain something to you and to the audience. When we're saying things in the moment, and if you can't or anybody else can't understand what we're saying in the moment, that means these are things that are to be. It doesn't mean that they've already happened. And just because somebody can't understand what we're talking about in the moment doesn't mean it's not true. That means, like, shortly thereafter, two and two is going to equal up.
Right.
It could be hours later, days later, weeks, months later. But, you know, when we see our visions, they're very clear. And it's just a matter of time until you say, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, because we have heard this countless
yes.
times. So, you know, for show purposes, it doesn't sound that great because, you know, everyone wants everything to be confirmed in the moment. But
right.
later on,
right.
with no doubt, you're going to experience this.
I still feel like something fell and you picked it up and you didn't even think about it. And your brother wants you to know that that was him. And the
okay.
way he's going to show that he's around is by things falling. It could
okay.
have been anything as benign as your keys. Off of a table, off of a piano, off of a counter, but something fell. He's definitely telling me she doesn't remember. She's not remembering, but it'll come to you.
Who's the one that okay. was always like pulling up their pants or scratching their butt?
God.
Could be my brother.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, because I keep on seeing the back end and I keep on seeing like the plumber's crack. And it's like he's pulling up his pants and he's scratching his butt.
Oh. Well, he used to joke around and, you know, I mean, he used to pull his pants up high, you know.
Like Urkel.
But he never had
okay,
the plumbers.
Well, all right, well, it's the same difference.
Yeah.
And he loved, and you know what? He also loved Cousin Brucey on the radio.
Yeah, he did. That's a definite.
You know what else? He's a very fun-loving guy. He's coming across as really funny.
Yes, he's a teacher.
Did he play cards a lot?
I'm sorry?
Did he play cards?
Not really. My dad did, not my brother.
Okay. Well, I guess that's their way of telling you they're together.
Okay,
who's the one, who's the one that was really tight with the money? Was it your father or your brother? Who's the tight one with the money? Or are they talking about you?
Not me.
No, I think it was your father, because your brother is like showing me like he's flying his hand, like not me.
Yeah, no. I mean, my dad really wasn't tight with the money. We really didn't have money to spare. So,
yeah.
I mean, he tried. He did, you know, he was a good dad. He really worked and everything, but... It wasn't, you know, we had a good life.
Who worked with his hands? Who worked with their hands?
My brother.
Okay. He's the one that's giving me the most information. He's very jovial. He's a very happy guy.
Yes,
very happy
he is.
Guy.
Yes.
Did he, and he's telling me all the time that he stays around you.
Yeah, I did a lot. I did a lot for him while he was sick.
Yeah, and he wants to thank you for that too. You know,
was he into baseball?
Was he into baseball?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, he's telling me Kansas City. Kansas City's in the
football?
Playoffs.
They have a
yeah.
football team?
But he's telling me, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Kansas City is the one that's going to win it all. And I didn't know that until, like, just this moment. And I feel like your brother's
okay.
telling me this.
He's also telling me that he liked to bet every once in a while. Do you like Atlantic City?
No, not really.
Okay, then did he bet
you
on
know,
the game?
He did a lot.
He's showing
he
me
the lottery.
That he did bet once in a while.
Yeah, he played the lottery every day.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Same thing.
Yep.
Same thing.
He was very big with the pick three and everything, and he was pretty lucky, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's showing me Kansas City, and so that's where my money's going.
Kansas City. Love you very dearly. Strong, strong bonds with you. And that's really why he came across as a father figure, because the love that he had for you was like enormous. And the thanks that he has for you is enormous.
Did you just get something new with makeup?
Yes, I did.
All right, because he's showing me, because he's like joking around, and it's like he's putting on makeup on himself, but he's like pointing to you, and it's like, and it's like he's acting like he's a drag queen, like jokingly, like he's putting on makeup, but he's opening up brand new makeup, and he's pointing to you, and that's why we know that. But right now we have to go to a commercial break, and it was a great pleasure sharing time with you,
Debbie. So nice, Debbie. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. God bless.
Oh, God bless you too. All right, everybody. Again, if anybody wants to get a private reading from myself, just call 877-ANGEL-02. And Sky?
It's 908-500-1474.
And if you'd like a free mini reading right now, just give Sky and I a call at 800-930-2819. So stick around, because the dynamic duo we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeos Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeos dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeos Miso Southwest for a delicious, spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-letter-B, Intuit, or letter R, letter U, Intuit.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Everybody, and welcome back.
The queen is back.
I'm with my tiara now.
She's wearing her tiara. She really is.
Yes, I really am.
Nobody can take it away from her.
I'll bite you. Well, we have a great topic today, and our topic is gullibility.
Yeah, not to, you know, learn how to be not so gullible.
Yes.
And so with this topic, it's like, you know, it's about paying attention to the red flags. And, you know, a lot of people, we like to try to believe everything what's being said to us. And you know who is worthwhile as far as their integrity. And when you know that somebody is filled with lots of integrity, you could believe in what they're saying. If somebody has a track record of not being so nice or not, or you know that they're a BS artist, you know not to believe everything they say.
Right. And, it, you know, you're at a disadvantage when you're a psychic, because so many times people come to me and they ask me for help for a certain reason. And you know what? I want to help so badly, but I see right through what they're saying to me, and it's not always true. And I have to have a modicum of, you know, perseverance to hold back on giving them what they expect I'm going to give them, because I do know that they're lying to me. I feel like there's such a disconnection between what they're saying and what they're needing.
Want to know something also? When you could tell when somebody's BSing you, when they're lying to you, you go by their actions more than their words.
Body language.
Right. I tell people I know two languages very well, and that's English and body language. Those are the two languages I know very well.
And pick it, Latin.
Exactly. And especially spare ribs. Now, but what I was saying is that seriously, it's through body language that you could tell when, if their actions are not meeting up to the words or vice versa, then you know that they're BSing you. If they're not looking at you while they're talking to you, you know they're BSing you.
Yes.
If they get angry when you question them, you know they're lying to you. All right. If they're asking or giving you an answer to a different question than the question you asked them, and they're trying to dodge around the question, they're lying to you. You have to pay attention to the red flags.
And when they cross their arms, when people fold their arms, they don't even know why they're doing that. But that's one of the biggest body language signs that you could ever get from someone. And it's because, believe it or not, subconsciously, they are closing up their chakra. There's a chakra that lies right between the breast and the waist. I think it's the seventh chakra.
I don't know.
Fifth chakra.
I honestly don't know.
And it's actually right in your stomach area. So when you see people crossing their arms and they're covering up that stomach area, you know that's not true. Or you know that they're not listening to what you're saying, and they like just want to split out of there as soon as possible.
Now, if you go also by past history, all right, why are you putting the weight of your emotions, of your life, of your circumstances into somebody else's hands if you don't trust them. Trust isn't just about being promiscuous. Trust is about somebody owning up to their words. It could be about them being on time. If they're always running late and they're saying, I'm going to be here at this time, and they don't show up, that's a trust issue. If somebody says they're going to do something for you and they don't pull through when they say that they're going to do something for you, that's a trust issue. And so, therefore, you have to stop putting so much of your own weight into their hands, or your own personal emotional possessions into their hands, where if you know that they're constantly letting you down, you have to stop allowing yourself to put your emotions or whatever it is you got into their hands. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. You know, if they pull through, you go, oh, thank God. But a lot of times people are waiting for the other person, for the carpet to be pulled out from underneath them. And then they end up, you know, being disappointed. So, like I said, you know, if somebody has a habit of consistently not pulling through on their word, all right, and you know this as a track history, or their actions are not following their words, they're not walking their talk, then don't be so gullible and keep on saying, oh, okay, or oh, there they go again. You know, it's not all their fault. It's also your fault because you're allowing this to happen.
Okay, so what if the people don't know this person? And let's say somebody, you meet somebody for the first time, and they're handing you a line, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're believing hook, line, and sinker.
You want to know something?
So how could you help that person?
All right, first
gullible?
Of all, you want to know something? You have to follow your gut, because your
yes.
gut is instantly going to, if you're either you're getting a good feeling or it's a sinking feeling in your stomach.
Yes, and you see the way I said about covering your gut with your hands? People
no.
cover their guts?
Yeah, but it's a sinking feeling, or you're feeling like, you know, even though they're acting enthusiastic or they're acting very believable or whatever, if what they have to say is not hitting home with you, then don't feel obligated to have to give anyone an answer in the moment. Even if they're pressuring you for answers or reactions
right.
in the moment, just say, let me get back to you tomorrow, or let me think about it for a couple of days, or let me, you know, because it might be too much information, or what's at stake might be too sky high for you to give a moment's reaction according to what they're asking you or what they want you to do. So if you're uncertain, you have to give yourself and buy yourself a little time.
I always tell people, you know, I need to pray on it for a while. When I pray on it for a while, then I know what's good and what's not good. And that's what I give them. That's the excuse I give them. Let me pray on it for a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's you, because not most people pray on situations. But that's you. I mean, that's happens
me.
To be Sky's style. They go, you know, what I say to people is that let me meditate on it for a little bit. You know, when people are asking me questions, and I don't always know the answers in the moment.
Right.
You know, and so therefore I have to sit on it, and I just, you know, go in my own little world, and then, you know, and then I wait, and then answers just will naturally come to me. If you're thinking too much about a situation, then you're thinking too much. You have to get out of your thinking stage and feel what feels right.
Yes.
And not just overanalyzing, because a lot of people end up overanalyzing way too much to get the right answer.
Yes.
And when you're overanalyzing, when it goes from your gut or your heart to your brain, as soon as it travels to your brain, then you've lost, because you're thinking too much.
And you've got heartburn.
And you got heartburn. And you're not right. And you're not allowing yourself to come up with the correct answer.
Right.
But, you know, again, pay attention to people's actions. All right. And don't
body
allow
language,
yourself body
actions.
Language. Right. And
if it doesn't feel right, don't do it.
Or, you know, maybe, you know, like I said, and it doesn't hurt to get other people's opinions about other people. You know, if somebody knows about their dealings with somebody, and, you know, get your opinion about them, you know, with other people, of what other people think about the service or about the person. And
you know something, I want to tell you,
they'll help you out.
A lot of our listeners don't give themselves enough credit, because, you know, I believe that you guys out there are pretty damn smart. And if you get that feeling in your gut right at the time when you're supposed to be making a decision, that decision should be no. Definitely no.
Wait, what's no?
If they have to make a decision and they get that funny gut feeling that it's just not right,
right,
that decision should be no.
Because then your ego is going to say, well, how can I try to make this right?
Or and
how
don't am I going to second try to make guess this? Yourselves.
Right. If it doesn't feel right, then it doesn't feel right. And you got to follow your gut. You've got to honor yourself.
Yes.
And a lot of times people put the power, their decision making, into other people's hands. And then they end up getting upset with the person who made that piss poor decision because you allowed them to call the shot what you felt was opposite. And as a matter of fact, you yes. were talking about this to me the other day.
Yes.
You know, with the stocks and stuff
yes.
like that. And so, but a lot of people do this with a lot of, you know, decisions. And it's like, well, what feels right for you? And you got to be able to stand up for yourself when you feel something is right or something is wrong. And don't be afraid to call the shot to somebody, you know, if or call somebody's bluff when you feel like they are. And if anything, maybe do a little due diligence and follow up on the circumstance and do a little detective work to see if what you're feeling is correct or how deep is deep, or maybe it's not that bad, you know, but it's important for you to, you know, do a little running around
due
work.
Diligence.
Due
that's,
diligence.
That's the word of the day.
That's right.
Remember we had out of the box.
Right. We had sabbatical the other
sabbatical.
Week. Now we got due diligence.
Now we have some due diligence. This
all right.
Great.
All right, everybody. Well, listen, we're going to be going to a break.
Commercial.
And we're going to a commercial. That's right.
We're going now.
And then we're going to read somebody.
And I love that.
All right. So listen, you're with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo of Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you.
Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Skye with Angels and Answers. And want everybody to know that if you want to give us a call to talk about life or get a reading, or maybe you could read for us, we're open up to that, too. Our number is 800-930-2819.
Oh, we have a lovely girl on the line today. Her name is Morney. From Mineola. Are you there, Morney?
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
how are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, honey. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a reading before with Artie, and I said I'll follow up. But then I saw this on the email and noticed this. I have no specific question. I just want to listen to your topic. It's gullible. I'm thinking, I don't know which specific state, will I move right now after my mother died. So, I have no specific question, actually.
Well, you know, after we lose a loved one, we're usually in
a state
of mourning.
Mourning and vulnerability,
yes,
too.
Yes, very vulnerable because we've lost a piece of us that we feel we could never have back. But you know that's not true, right?
Yes.
Yes. And we always have to focus on the fact that we are going to reunite someday, which brings that loved one much closer to us with the knowledge that we are going to see them again. But it's still a feeling of loss. It's still a feeling of actually abandonment, even though she didn't want to die. But we are human and we do feel all those feelings. And, you know, it puts us in a vulnerable spot. It puts us in a spot where we question our own mortality. We question our own. Sometimes we even question the things that we do. We, you know, we're not sure of ourselves anymore because of that vulnerability that we're going through because of the loss of a loved one.
You know,
right.
Yeah, there, you know, life is a natural, you know, the natural process of life is, you know, you're being born, you're living life, and then, you know, you pass on to the following life. And everybody goes through this process and there's no escaping it. And it's very important that you don't stay stuck in the mourning stage.
Yes.
I mean, it's important to mourn, but you don't stop allowing yourself to laugh or to have a good time and to go out and enjoy life and enjoy love and enjoy friendships and enjoy music. Allow yourself this whole process, because if you're going to, and excuse me for saying it this way, I don't mean it to say it this way, but it's the way it's I feel right now. if you're going to waste your entire life just mourning on a loved one, then that's what it is. It's a waste because you're not rejoicing. And they are there with you to help you in your life so that you can keep on living your life.
Yes.
And that you will rejoin them.
Yes.
And so when I think about right now, after my mom passed away, who is my number one person in the entire world, when she passed away, I understood. I was in a good place. I mean, yes, I miss her terribly. But yet I know when my time comes, I don't think I'm going to – I mean, I'll be sad, but I'll be happy at the same time because I'm going to get a chance to be with my mom again and with other relatives and other friends who are over on the other side. But while I'm on this side, I'm going to enjoy my family and I'm going to enjoy my friends and all what God has given me.
Because he has given us a lot. You know, it's the process where
– it's a natural process of life.
Yeah, it's a growth actually. It's a growth period, if you want to really look at it. You go from being born, infancy, toddler, child, adolescent.
Young adult.
Old person, even older person. And then you get reborn again into the
another
next
life. And then like people like myself, you stay a child your whole life.
Right. And then I'm tired of changing his damn diapers, though.
I don't have to worry about it. I got people that take care of my poo-poo diapers. People who wipe up after me. God bless their soul. But the reason why we're joking around about it, it's not about always being so serious.
It's not a sad time.
It's not. It's really not always a sad time. You know, and worrying about your loved ones who have crossed over, that you don't have to worry about them. They're in such a beautiful, beautiful place and a beautiful paradise. And I've said this many times before, you worrying about your loved one who's over on the other side.
They're laughing at us.
Yeah, it's equivalent to you worrying about them like they're sitting on the beach in Hawaii in the sun, sucking on iced teas and just enjoying the atmosphere and the beauty and the love. And it really is. It is that beautiful. Now, do they still have challenges that they're going to have to deal with? Yes. But yet they have their relatives and their friends, and they have their angels and their spirit guides right there with them to help them out through the process of life to get ready for the next life.
Yes. And if you're having problems, call on your angels. And you know what? Your angels will flock to you in a heartbeat, and they will make your attitude change. They will make you happy again. All of a sudden, you'll be sitting there so depressed and mopey and calling your spirits and calling your angels. And all of a sudden, you'll find a smile on your face, and you'll feel like going out. You'll feel like buying yourself a new pair of shoes, maybe calling a friend, meeting for a drink. You'll find that that'll happen.
There's many things that you can do. What I've done before in the past is that I've called out to my angels and I said, thank you for coming into my life and for nurturing my heart.
Yes.
Because
I say that every day.
You know, because when I feel down and out,
I
literally say, thank you for nurturing my heart. Thank you for nurturing my heart. Thank you for nurturing my heart. And I feel it. And then I'll play, you know, some kind of music that makes me feel at peace. And then I start feel, I really do. I feel better within minutes, but the worst thing that you could do is to stay at home by yourself constantly. You know, it's good. It's fun. It's okay to do that. If you do that as
a regular,
as a part of your life, but not all of your life. It's also important to share your life. Like when you die, what do you want to be able to explain to God or your angels and say, this is what I did for your fellow mankind. This is what I did here on earth. This is what difference would you like to make on earth so that you could feel really good about that when you've crossed over, say, I made my mark on earth. I made my mark while living.
Right.
You know, what you did for other people. Are you going to make it just all about yourself, or are you going to be able to share all the beauty and all the gifts that God has given you to share that with others? And not monetarily,
right?
Not just monetarily, but also your friendship,
from your heart,
your love.
Because, you know, our souls are filled with knowledge. And you can bring that knowledge out and you can share it in this lifetime with others. And yes, when you go back home to God, he'll say, you know what? You did a great job. You shared your kindness. You shared your love. You shared all those important things. Money is not so important. Money comes and money goes. There's one thing that I really don't like that people say. You're born alone, you die alone. That is such a lie. First of all, you're born with angels. Second of all, you die with angels and you die with your loved ones coming to get you. So you're never alone in your entire life. It's just you have to realize that, embrace it, and bring them to you and start feeling them.
Now, also understand that none of us, we really never die. It's just the physical body that stops. But the soul, we always live on. And there is life after death.
Absolutely.
All right? So don't worry about a thing. You do have a lot of help, a lot of friends, a lot of people who really do care. You just have to reach out. But right now we have to go to a commercial
break. I feel her mom around her a lot.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling, Marnie.
Thank you.
You're a sweetheart.
Yes.
All right, everybody, you're with Sky and Artie. So if you want to give us a call to talk about our topic, or if you want a reading, just call 800-930-2819. So stick around, everybody, because the Dynamic Duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Want to begin to develop your own intuitive skills? It's easier than you might think. Make it a deliberate practice for yourself this month to trust your intuition.
For this week, or for a real challenge these next 28 days, make an effort to follow every single hunch you have. Heed every gut reaction, no matter what it is.
Journal for yourself about the intuitive experiences you have, and remember to highlight any validation about them after the fact. Soon, you'll become an intuitive powerhouse, able to make even better decisions in the moment.
And if you want to really build your skills, get my Psychic Gym Handbook or attend a Psychic Gym event. For more information or to schedule a session, visit davidzarza.com. That's David, ZARZA.com. Or call 206-920-9409. Once again, that's 206-920-9409.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.